That's two very interesting stories. I'm not a seasoned hand by any means. I've only been at this maybe 13, 14 months on this level. And I've had a couple of things with my years. And Sean, Joe, you may not know, but I've got a lot of time in the GMRS world. And we've had, you know, similar situations with local tornadoes that come through, and I've been able to help, you know, people like that, but that's just on a local level. But to do things like that on a national level or a global level, yeah, those stories is really what ham radio is all about. And, you know, you can't always trust, I mean, the technology that we have today with cell phones, and every time you turn around you hear about outages with AT&T and Verizon. So what do you have? And now the government is trying to propose to get the HOA thing, whatever it is that they're trying to do to allow ham operators to put stations up in their homes, regardless of HOA or not. Signed a petition. I signed it on both sides because I guess they expanded it to GMRS operators, not just amateur operators. So there's two letters that, you know, one's written for ham and the other one's written for GMRS, but I signed both and put in for it. I mean, I'm restricted to what I can do in my senior campus, which Sean's familiar with, and I'm looking at ways of knocking that out. That's my number one priority next year, other than my health. So, but I take a break and see if anybody else has joined us, and if not, Joe, over to you, sir.